Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News on WRCO FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. More than 4,000 federal workers received layoff notices Friday as the government shutdown continues. ABC's Mary Bruce has more.
The White House hasn't said which programs will be targeted. The president himself has been more blunt.
These are largely people that the Democrats want. Many of them will be fired.
Saying the shutdown presents an unprecedented opportunity to cut more agencies. And seeking to up the pressure on Democratic lawmakers, he said he will only target Democratic programs.
The American Federation of Government Employees and the AFL-CIO filed a lawsuit to stop the firings. Tens of thousands of Palestinians have returned to Gaza. The ceasefire is now in effect. No word yet on when Hamas will release all hostages, as per the first phase of the U.S.-brokered proposal. At least 18 people still unaccounted for after the blast Friday at an explosives manufacturing plant west of Nashville. This is ABC News. The Pentagon announced a partnership with Qatar's Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. Welcome to Qatar's Defense Minister to the Pentagon.
We're signing a letter of acceptance to build a Qatari Emiri Air Force facility at the Mountain Home Air Base in Idaho.
Pentagon officials noted that other allies have worked out of U.S. bases for decades. Many Verizon Wireless and Verizon Home Internet customers in Southern California are dealing with limited service. ABC's Alex Stone says it's not an accident.
No data, phone calls not going through, and cell phones switching into SOS mode with no service have been impacting Verizon customers around Southern California. Now Verizon saying the outage was caused by vandals who cut fiber lines. The company saying multiple fiber cuts were made impacting the greater LA area. Verizon says its engineers are engaged in working to solve the issue. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
Your weekend forecast from WRCO meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Plenty of sunshine, very mild today. We're going to push up into the upper 60s. Tonight, a few clouds, 45 for a low. Even warmer tomorrow for your Packers Sunday, partly cloudy and breezy, a high of 71. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, light rain possible after midnight, a low of 54. On Monday, light showers ending in the morning, partially clearing and still mild with a high at 70. We turn cooler on Tuesday, partly sunny with a high of 63. Wednesday, cooler yet variably cloudy, our high temperature, 62 degrees.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride. With sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25. But I am still alive.
I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide. I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft and furled the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I am living still. I was a dam builder. Across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound. But I am still around. I'll always be around and around and around. I fly a starship across the universe divide. And when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again. Or I may simply be a single drop of rain. But I will remain. I'll be back again and again and again.
That's a classic way to start your weekend. Wake up as we call on Mr. Waylon and Willie. 7:20, we'll have a look at this weekend entertainment history. Here's Hal Ketchum with a 5 o'clock world.
Every morning just to keep a job. Gotta fight my way through the hustling mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain. While another day goes down the drain. But it's a 5 o'clock world. Whistle blows. No one owns a piece of my time. There's a 5 o'clock in me inside my clothes. Thinking that that the world looks fine, yeah. Time for the pay I get, living on money that I ain't made yet. Gotta keep going, gotta make my way, but I'll live for the end of the day. Cause it's a 5 o'clock world when the whistle blows. No one owns a piece of my time.
Oil and LP, fueling your favorite tunes on WRCO Studios. Depend on us for quality service and a warm community connection.
Riley Anderson is joining us. Hub City Dirt Drag's going on this weekend. Wow, I know Friday was exciting, but Saturday I think you got even more gusto, don't you, Riley?
Yeah, last night was a great night. We got to see some of the biggest trucks in the country pulling down that track, but we got something more special for today. So today, the weather looks beautiful, and the events are all going to kick off at 10 a.m. When I say events, we got a lot going on today. Starting at 10 a.m., we will have the ATV dirt bike drag racing happening on the track, and then we also have the Show and Shine happening. And Show and Shine is just a big car truck show, just different verbiage nowadays. But the Show and Shine, we got a ton of stuff rolling in right now, and there's a lot more yet to come. Definitely encourage you to come out and check out the Show and Shine and watch some of the kids on the ATVs and dirt bikes. And then at noon, we got something a little special. We call it the Fan Dyno. So last night, you got to see these big trucks run on the dyno, see how much power they made. And this gives the spectators and stuff an opportunity to try their own vehicle out, see how much power their own vehicle makes. So
wow,
that's going to kick off at noon. And also at noon, something a little new, we did a burnout road down there at the fairgrounds. So we paved a 300-foot by 16-foot blacktop road, and we're going to let some of these kids burn their tires off on it.
Oh, to be young and foolish, because tires aren't cheap.
No, definitely not, but these kids seem like they can find tires somewhere. But it's going to be a good new element to the show. You know, this helps the kids, you know, when they get a little excited in there and seeing all this horsepower, this gives them an opportunity and a safe location to kind of get it out of their system, so it's not spilling out onto the streets or nothing. So it'd be a good experience. At noon, we got the Fan Dyno going on, the burnouts going on, drag racing is going to be happening, and the big show at 3 p.m. So you're going to get to see the Diesel Truck Challenge guys that you got to watch last night run on the dyno. These guys got a drag race against each other for side-by-side double elimination. And these trucks, last night we got to see trucks trucks put over 2,000 horsepower down. So you're going to watch them guys drag race against each other, along with other vehicles. There's about 15 vehicle classes, anywhere from your front-wheel drive car to your Prius or whatever you got. You can bring it down and drag race it.
Really? I can even bring the Pontiac Vibe.
Yeah, the Vibe. I'm sure there might be a Vibe out here today. And also, at the same time, the Show and Shine, you know, like I said, that kicks off at 10 a.m. The vehicle show goes from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So at 5 p.m., we're going to do an award ceremony in front of the grandstand, so you can kind of see who won and or who the crowd picked as their favorites. And the girls, we have a girls-only zone, so that's something a little different. Our truck show is quite large, and over half the entries are females, so which is really cool. We're highlighting the females in the automotive industry, and we have a whole section, we call it the girls only zone. So if you, if the girls built the truck, bought it, or whichever, they have their own little zone. But we're going to do a the girls at 5 p.m. after the award ceremony are going to do a little parade in front of the grandstand. So
it is really a full day, isn't it?
It's absolutely a full day. It's going to start, like I said, it kicks off at 10 a.m. and it's probably going to end around 10 p.m. So you're going to see a really action-packed day today. The weather's going to be great. I encourage you to dress a little warm for this evening. It's going to cool off a little bit, but we're in October in Wisconsin, and we're very happy.
You've got lots of civic groups and area organizations that help out behind the scenes, don't you, Riley?
Yeah. You know, this event, definitely we try to benefit the community as much as possible. And we use, we got local clubs coming in from the Kiwanis group who lets us use their building. I believe we got the football team helping us on Sunday with cleanup. And we got a couple other clubs helping out. So we can definitely use more help. So if you guys are ever interested in joining this event or being a volunteer, just reach out to us at hubcitydirtdrags.com.
And plenty of food today too, right?
Yeah, I think we have 15 food trucks on site today. So there's going to be a lot of food. We have apparel. So if you forget your sweatshirt, there's going to be plenty of companies there who will have apparel for sale. But if you've never been to this event, I encourage you to come check it out. It's something a little different and unique, and it's going to be a good day. There's tons of vendors on site today. We got companies from all across the U.S. that either build parts for some of these race vehicles or pulling vehicles to, you know, lighting, just all kinds of vendors. So I encourage you to come out, walk the grounds, and get to see a lot of cool things.
Mother Nature has given you a good weekend. You know, sometimes you plan these outdoor events and you just, you're hit and miss. You know, do we make the call? Do we pull the plug? You don't have to worry about that, do you?
Yeah, thank goodness. I tell you what, Phil, I was looking for the last 2 weeks, and I know it's hard to tell the weather by the, you know, even a day before, but 2 weeks ago I was watching the weather, and I've watched it every day since. And thankfully we hit it. We got beautiful fall colors today. The apple orchard's in full swing. It's going to be a great weekend.
Well, thanks for what you do. This is an awesome thing for our area and for Southwest Wisconsin. So good luck today.
Thank you, Phil. And hopefully we'll see you down here.
You bet. Riley Anderson joining us. Hub City Dirt Rags today at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Don't miss it.
Sounds like a great time. Philip, thank you for stopping by, and you can head on out there today. Well, if you're still searching for the 2025 Medallion Hunt, it is still available, and we have an additional clue for you. We're going to call this the final clue. Even though if it's not found today, I'm sure we can come up with maybe one more clue for you. Here is today's Medallion Hunt clue. If you're still searching, here's the line. The prize is waiting by the sign. Letters carved for all to see. That's the spot you'll want to be. Again, today's final Medallion Hunt quiz clue, or the hunt clue, is if you're still searching, here's the line. The prize is waiting by the sign. Letters carved for all to see. That's the spot you'll want to be.
Hey, are you looking for furniture that's built to last and built right here in Wisconsin? At Court & Main Furniture in Richland Center, we're proud to feature Marshfield Furniture. Every piece is handcrafted in Wisconsin with quality comfort and style you can truly feel, from custom fabrics to timeless designs. Marshfield makes furniture that fits your life and your home. And here's a special thank you for our radio listeners. Mention you heard this ad and get 15% off your Marshfield Furniture order. Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get $1,000 off any phone with no trade-in. It's great for people who love saving money, like someone who likes to haggle, even at self-checkout.
$10.99.
I'll give you $7.
$10.99.
Okay, $8.
Calling for assistance.
Ha! I knew I was wearing you down.
Get $1,000 off any phone with no trade-in, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Keep your operation running strong during harvest season with Meyer Oil and LP. Since 1956, families and farms have trusted locally owned Meyer Oil and LP for prompt, reliable, and friendly service. They deliver diesel, gasoline, and propane right to your home or farm, helping you stay fueled and on track. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 524-3914. From everyone at Meyer Oil and LP, here's wishing farmers a safe and successful harvest.
Wilkinson Auctions is getting you ready for fall with two sporting goods and firearms auctions. We have a collection of over 40 guns at the Hillsboro Auction Yard on Saturday, October 11th, and over 80 guns at the Muscadet Auction Yard on Friday, October 17th. And we're taking consignments of sporting goods, cars, trucks, UTVs, and more. Two sporting goods auctions, Saturday, October 11th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard, and Friday, October 17th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin's Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Willow Valley United Methodist Church, located in Ithaca, Wisconsin, invites everyone to join them for Sunday worship at 11 a.m. Each service features meaningful messages, uplifting music, and a welcoming community for all. Whether you're new to the area or seeking a place to reconnect, you'll find open hearts and open doors at Willow Valley United Methodist Church in Ithaca, where faith grows and love shines.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
And now, our feature presentation.
It's time right now for a look at This Week in Entertainment History, brought to you by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more. And by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency with five generations of continual service. Being independent, Richards can sell a number of top insurance companies seeking to service their clients' needs. Today's history lesson is coming up next.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Back in 1933, a new car only cost about $600, and a gallon of gas was around 18 cents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and while we can't make the cost of gas or cars go down, we can help you with auto insurance, now offering GEICO. Contact us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
It is time for our epic journey of entertainment proportions. We do it every week right here on WRCO-FM at 7:20 a.m. Well, today we start our journey in 1946. It's a birthday singer, Daryl Hall, born this week, 1946. Daryl Hall and John Oates.
What I want, you got.
In 1975, the very first episode of Saturday Night Live premiered on NBC and featured Chevy Chase, John Belushi, and Dan Aykroyd. Motley Crue singer Vince Neil and Leah Gherardini were married 2005 in Las Vegas. Do you remember John Lennon's Imagine? Well, that song was released way back in the U.S. in 1971. Bruce Springsteen scored his first top 40 hit with Born to Run in 1975. Staying with the music, Dave Grohl played his first show with Nirvana in 1990. And Janet Jackson, When I Think of You, her very first solo number one hit, hit number one this week in 1986. Celebrity birthdays, Joan Cusack, born in 1962. Of course, Daryl Hall, we just told you about. Robbie Krieger of The Doors. And talk show and game show host Bob Eubanks is 87 today. Stick around, we have a fun and fast Rabbit Ears memory coming your way next.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscobel. Napa know-how.
With today's Rabbit Ears memory, we go back to the 1980s. We go to the Big Island in Hawaii, and we bring on a Ferrari and a mustache. It's Magnum P.I.
Progressive presents a testimonial of sorts.
Hey, slow down!
Oh yeah? Well, you drive like my grandma! She's a very attentive and courteous driver who wears a seatbelt and always uses her turn signals. She's also a talented painter and has very low cholesterol. Not that that has anything to do with her drive, we just thought a more complete picture of who she is might be interesting. Anyway, have a nice day!
Safe driver? Get Snapshot from Progressive and get a personalized rate based on how you drive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscatine, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Well, we've moved past the 7:30 mark. You know what that means? Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by those great folks down in Black Earth at the Shoebox. It's where you receive service like it ought to be.
For over 50 years, families have trusted the Shoebox in Black Earth to keep them in step with the best brands and the best prices. From back-to-school shoes to work boots, athletic gear to cozy fall favorites, you'll find them all under one roof. Friendly service, unbeatable selection, and deals worth the drive. Make it a family trip. Discover why Wisconsin shops the Shoebox in Black Earth. Service like it ought to be.
Today is Saturday, October 11th, 2025. Time to see who is celebrating Irma Miller and Carl Hansen happy birthday wishes today from Janet and Arden. Dave and Leanna Query are celebrating an anniversary, that also from Janet and Arden, as they remember you today. Rudy Montgomery, happy birthday wishes from the Shell Station Coffee Clutchers. Caden Tybus is celebrating from St. Mary's School. Linda Stadler is on the 5 Points Lutheran Church list today. How about Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret, Austin Durst? Hope you have a great birthday today. Irma Miller, you made the 5 Points Lutheran Church list as well. Happy birthday wishes to Eric Larson from Park Street Christian Church. Grandpa, we hope you have a great day. We love you. Caden, Kells, Alex, and Rover. Mark Frawley is celebrating. Joe, Caleb, Maggie, and Keisha would like to wish you the best. Happy birthday wishes to Pete Matthews, the best hubby, father, and papa from Robin, Brittany, John, Hunter, JB, and Austin. Max Olson, happy birthday, 5 Points Lutheran Church. Would love for you to have a great day and celebrate today. Austin Durst from Lori and the Gang, have a great day. Happy birthday, Pa, from Grace, Jake, Max, and Blaze. Irma Miller, your friend Gene Tony would like to wish you a very happy birthday today. Caden Tybus, happy 12th birthday from Mom, Kylie, and Chloe. Carl Hansen is on the 5 Points Lutheran Church list. And your card-playing friend Gene Tony would like to wish you a birthday just out of this world as well, going out to Carl Hansen today. Caden Tybus makes the Bloom City Town Crier list today from Schmidt-Wilden Hills. Irma Miller and Carl Hansen both on that list. The Little Willow Birthday Club. Well, one birthday to tell you about. Cheryl Albaugh celebrating today from the Muscadet Blue River to Voca Lions Club anniversaries. Well, let's touch them first. Eric and Claire Bartles, Jim and Rhonda Laufenberg, and Barb and Carrie Jones. And birthday wishes for Serena Goodweiler and Teresa Goplin. And from the Richland Center Lions Club, Ralph and Margaret Torgerson are celebrating an anniversary. Birthday wishes for Warren Wanless, Daniel Scott Eberhardt, Susan Gunlock, Teresa Adams, John Kronk, and J.C. Ryan. And if you're celebrating in the area today, we'd love to wish you all the best from the Shoebox and WRCO-FM.
Without a warning, you're out of control. The ground shakes and the oceans roll. This is the big one. There's nowhere to run. On the Richter scale of a romance, you hit 12 and you don't stand a chance. This is the big one. I'm falling in love. Now it's beat
lip, but I never felt this feeling with anybody else. So this is the big one, I'm falling in love. She's out of sight. No need to panic, I tell myself, but I never felt this feeling with anybody else. So this is a big one, I'm falling in love. Oh, yeah, this is a big one, I'm falling in love.
Gotta look out there, King George. The big one will get you every time. 7:36 as we move into 7:45 on the weekend. Wake up. We'll have news, weather, and sports. That's with, started at 7:45 with Joanne Krulots. ABC News at the top. Sports, your Town Taxi Triple Play after 8, as well as Prime Mover. And right around the corner, we'll find out a little information about a veterans benefit coming up as we check in with Carson Kitzenbull.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh is here. Breathe easier this season. Buy three, get one free on Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filters. Stock up on Rust-Oleum Stop Rust Custom 5-in-1 Spray Enamel. The more you buy, the more you save. Upgrade your garage or workshop with select shelving units at $59.99 and keep things tidy with the Brute 32-gallon commercial grade trash can for only $34.99. Stop in at Ace La Crosse, Muscadet, or Richland Center. And as always, we appreciate your business.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
When it comes to protecting your business, you deserve coverage that's thorough, reasonable, and backed by remarkable local service. At Julie Karen State Farm, we understand that every business is unique, so we offer a wide variety of policies to fit your needs. From small shops to family farms, contractors to offices, we're here to help safeguard what you've worked hard for. Business insurance with local service you can count on, because your success is our priority. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Hello, my name is Carson Kitzenbull. My brothers and I are working together on a project before Veterans Day to raise money for local veterans. We want to show our love for men and women who are willing to protect our freedom. Saturday, October 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., we will be set up on the south side of the old Jefferson School closest to the playground. We will have a variety of baked goods, coffee beans, and grunt-style clothing. Separate from our fundraiser, there will also be a 5-family garage sale inside of the old Jefferson School from 8 to 1. Come check everything out.
Thank Mr. Kitzenbull, we appreciate you stopping by. That benefit's coming up today. We'll hear more from Carson a little later on. We'll even play that spot during Prime Mover. 7:39, moving towards news time with Clint Black.
What do you say when it's over? Don't know if I should say anything at all. One day we're rolling in the clover. Next thing you know, we take the fall. Still I think about the years since I first met you. And the way it might have been without you here. I don't know if words from me can still upset you, but I've just got
memories stand clear. I know I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I think I can. And I'm leaving here a better man. Set you free. Just like some old nursery rhyme your mama told you, you still believe in some old meant to be. Still I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, I think I can, and I'm leaving here a better man. Yes, I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I know I can, and I'm leaving here a better man.
We're moving to 7:45. We'll hand things off to Joanne Krulot's news that gets underway. Our news, weather, and sports block. Heading up that way, it's Johnny and June.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson. I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
We'll go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your hell. Go play your hand, you big top man. Make a big fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson. Go comb your hair.
Honey, I'm gonna snowball Jackson. When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn loose of my coat, 'cause I'm going to Jackson.
WRCO. and Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are hiring. We're looking for a part-time sales and delivery associate to join our team. You'll help with deliveries, assembly, sales, and showroom setup. You must be 18 or older with a valid driver's license and ready to work as a team. Apply today at Court and Main Furniture at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center or call 608-475-6090.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning, it's 7:45 and time for a news update brought to you by Jones Chevrolet, Town and Country TV and Appliance, and by Walsh's Ace Hardware. From meteorologist Tony Schumacher, plenty of sunshine, mild today. We're looking for a high of 67, 45 tonight with a few clouds. Partly cloudy, breezy, but a touch warmer tomorrow, a high of 71. Just above the freezing mark, that's our morning low and our current temperature. We're at 33 degrees. News with Joanne Krulatz is up next.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin farmers, particularly soybean growers, are expressing concerns about the impact of the Trump administration tariffs on their overseas markets. Congressman Tom Tiffany says those concerns are being heard.
You know, I think you'll see the administration continue to use tariffs to bring production of, especially manufacturing, back to America. And the thing that I'm hearing more often now from the Ag Department is they're going to use some of that tariff revenue, which is significant, to help farmers out.
Tiffany says the U.S. needs to stay the course with the Trump administration's tariff policies.
The big player in this is China, and China is trying to bring America to its knees. Their goal is world hegemony. They want to control the 21st century, and they're using farmers right now as a pawn in the game.
Tiffany, who's running for governor, commented at the recent World Dairy Expo in Madison. Wisconsin farmers typically export about two-thirds of the roughly $1.3 billion worth of soybeans they grow annually. China has refused to buy any U.S.-grown soybeans this year due to the tariffs. A recent statement from the nonpartisan Wisconsin Soybean Association says the organization is extremely concerned for the state's farm economy. This week, a bipartisan coalition of legislators from across Wisconsin, led by State Representative Jenna Jacobson, Representative Clinton Anderson, Senator Mark Spreitzer, and Senator Brad Paff, delivered a letter to President Donald Trump in support of Wisconsin soybean farmers negatively impacted by the president's tariff policy. The letter calls on President Donald Trump to recognize the damage that is being done to soybean farmers in Wisconsin caused by China's boycott of American soybeans due to the president's tariff policy. Additionally, it urges President Trump to resolve the trade war with China in order to restore access to a vital market for Wisconsin farmers. 30 legislators signed on to the letter, and it was delivered to the White House on Tuesday. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced the federal government has lifted its requirement that states assist with immigration enforcement to receive funds through the Victims of Crime Act. According to a press release from the Wisconsin Department of Justice, the state will retain access to over $24 million in federal funding for victim service programs. The immigration enforcement condition was challenged in a multi-state lawsuit filed in August, which argued the obstruction of that funding was unlawful and violated the Constitution. More people died from domestic violence in Wisconsin last year than ever before. A new report from a group called End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin counts 98 deaths in 2024, a record high since the group started tracking them in 2000. Guns were involved in most of the cases, and almost all victims were women. Advocates say the violence is rising just as key funding is disappearing. Federal support from the Victims of Crime Act has dropped, forcing programs to cut staff and limit services. The group is calling for more stable funding and action to protect families statewide. A federal judge has sentenced a Wisconsin man accused of smuggling lab equipment to Russian companies to a year and a day in prison. U.S. District Judge William Conley handed down Andrew Pogosian's sentence on Tuesday. Prosecutors charged Pogosian, a Russian-born U.S. citizen who lives in Madison, in June, with conspiracy to defraud the United States and smuggling goods out of the country. According to court documents, Pogosian used his company, Omega Diagnostics, LLC, to ship lab equipment to Russian companies in violation of trade sanctions. One of the receiving companies performed chemical research for the Russian military. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds the public that candlelight hikes, fall festivals, and other seasonal events will be held throughout October and November at Wisconsin State Park System properties. With over 307,000 acres of public land, state parks, forest, recreation areas, and trails host some of the state's best fall foliage and fall color viewing. Devil's Lake State Park will host a seasonal scavenger hunt today from 10:30 to 2:30. Participants will receive a set of clues to go on a scavenger hunt, hike along the north shore of the lake to complete this scavenger hunt. Some challenges require a GPS unit provided by the Nature Center or a smartphone. You'll receive a small prize for completing one of the challenges. Drop in any time between 10:30 and 2 today to pick up your clues at the Nature Center, then head out for an adventure. This program is great for all ages. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources urges Wisconsinites and state visitors to think twice before giving invasive species or harmful hitchhikers a ride in their firewood this fall. It's National Firewood Month. Help the DNR prevent the spread of invasive pests by making smart firewood choices. Tree-killing hitchhikers often lurk on or inside firewood. These include the spongy moth, Asian longhorn beetle, emerald ash borer, the fungus that causes oak wilt, and many other invasive insects and fungi. Your firewood choices are important, and with good practice, you can help slow the spread of these tree-killing pests and diseases. When untreated firewood is transported away from the tree where it was harvested, those pests and fungi can later emerge to attack trees at the new location. This can happen whether that new location is in the next town or hundreds of miles away. The Don't Move Firewood website urges people to buy local, burn local. That means purchasing firewood for your camping trip on site instead of bringing it from home or picking it up along the way. It's also strongly recommended that campers leave any unused firewood behind. It's not worth bringing a pest home to infest your property. The same guidelines apply to those who use wood to heat their cabin or home. Closer is better. You don't want to put the trees on your property at risk from hitchhiking insects or fungi. However, firewood that has been treatment certified by the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is safe and legal to take anywhere in the state. All staff state parks and forests with campgrounds offer local firewood for sale, and firewood is often available for purchase privately nearby. To find local firewood sellers and vendors of certified firewood, visit the Firewood Scout website.
Are you tired of repairs on your old laundry set? Let us upgrade you to a new Speed Queen set at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Built tough with legendary laundry performance, warranty, and made in Wisconsin. Stop by our showrooms in Richland Center or Reedsburg today. Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I'd like to thank you for your support of our hometown business. We'll be here when you need your appliance repaired, need something new, or taking on a remodel project. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Saturday, October 11th. Robert A. Bob Williams, 87 of Richland Center, formerly of Skokie, Illinois, died September 29th at home. A celebration of life will be held this morning at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home this morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Robert A. Bob Williams, 87 of Richland Center, formerly of Skokie, Illinois. Neil H. Jorgensen, 86 of Verona, died September 8th following a courageous battle with cancer. A memorial service will be held this afternoon at 2:30 at Kingdom Hall in Middleton. Friends may call at Kingdom Hall this afternoon from 1:30 until the time of service at 2:30. In lieu of flowers, a donation can be made to a hospice care center of your choice, Worldwide Work of Jehovah's Witnesses, or a charity of your preference. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements for Neil H. Jorgensen, 86 of Verona. Laura Mae Elliott, age 95, died September 3rd. A celebration of life will be held today from 3 to 9 at the Woodman Community Hall. In lieu of flowers, the family requests memorials be sent to Boscobel VFW or American Legion, Grant County Cancer Coalition, or Wisconsin River Trail Organization. Laura Mae Elliott, age 95. Linda Gentis, 76 of Richland Center, died unexpectedly September 6th at home as a result of a rapid infection. A celebration of life will be held at 2 Sunday at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center with memory sharing and music. Linda's ashes will be spread on the family farm in Chenoa, Illinois at a later date. Friends may call at the Phoenix Center Sunday from 11 until 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Linda Gentis, 76, of Richland Center. Lyle E. Holloway, 76, of rural Casanova, died suddenly October 3rd at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held at 4 Sunday at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Sunday from 2 until the time of service at 4. Military honors will be held at the funeral home by the Casanova American Legion Post, 491 McNamara, Jasper. Lyle E. Holloway, 76, of rural Casanova. Patricia A. Muller, age 93, died October 2nd at Casa de Oaks Assisted Living Facility in Reedsburg. A funeral mass will be held Monday at noon at St. Joseph's Catholic Church of Baraboo. Burial will follow at St. Joseph's Cemetery in Baraboo. Friends may call at the church Monday from 10:30 until 11:45. The Farber Funeral Home is assisting the family of Patricia A. Muller, age 93. Peter J. Bremer, 74 of Muscadet, died Monday at home. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet Tuesday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Peter J. Bremer, 75 of Muscadet. Darlene Murphy, 86 of Spring Green, died Wednesday. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Monday from 4 to 7, and again Tuesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. John's Catholic Church or a Grace Hospice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for Darlene Murphy, 86, of Spring Green. Mary Barnett, 97, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Saturday, October 18th at 11 at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Parish in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church next Saturday, October 18th, from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to Schmidt Woodland Hills or St. Mary's Catholic Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Mary Barnett, 97, of Richland Center.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Get your yard ready for fall with Select Ace Insect Killers, 2 for just $8. Break up those leaves easy with Ace Poly Tine or Steel Tine Leaf Rakes and save $10 on Select Paint and Exterior Paint gallons for your outdoors projects. Stock up now and tackle your home with and yard with tools and savings you need. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello, my name is Carson Kitzenbull. My brothers and I are working together on a project before Veterans Day to raise money for local veterans. We want to show our love for men and women who are willing to protect our freedom. Saturday, October 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., we will be set up on the south side of the old Jefferson School closest to the playground. We will have a variety of baked goods, coffee beans, and grunt-style clothing. Separate from our fundraiser, there will also be a five-family garage sale inside of the old Jefferson School from 8 to 1. Come check everything out. Thank you.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News is sponsored on WRCO-FM by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, Prem Meats.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. More than 4,000 federal workers received layoff notices Friday, according to the union that's suing to block these firings. President Trump said that he's going to cut programs that Democrats support as a result of the government shutdown. Federal workers are not getting paid, air traffic controllers not showing up for work, and ABC's Melissa Adan says that could impact the holiday weekend travel.
The FAA is reporting an increase in air traffic controller shortages at facilities across the country, while the National Air Traffic Controllers Association president put out a statement saying workers are showing